The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Hey, Jose, this is a big ship, no?
Si, Juan, a very big ship.
Do you think it was wise to take these jobs, Jose?
Only time will tell, eh, Juan?
Eh, so true.
Excuse me, you two, but I'm Putch McNuttich, the administrator bot on board the Titan III. And if you're quite finished with your little commentary, I'd like to get you two checked in and assigned to your duties.
He said duties, Juan.
I know, Jose. That was classic, man.
Anyway, you two are being assigned to the maintenance crew. Or to be more specific, you guys are the new maintenance crew.
So, what happened to the old crew?
I'd really rather not talk about it. But let's just say they won't be back. I mean, we don't know if it's even possible for them to come back. Well, that is to say, we don't really know for sure what happened to them.
That makes no sense, man.
Right. Well, it wouldn't. Look, it was a weird time and space thingy that happened. It's all okay now, though, I think. But at any rate, we won't worry too much about that. At least, that's the captain's orders on the subject. Don't worry about it. Don't talk about it. So, let's just leave it at that. Captain Hancock is very set on it all remaining completely hush-hush. Got it?
Whatever you say, man, we don't even know what you are talking about.
And we really don't care, dude.
Well, good. Let's keep it that way. And, by the way, it's not dude. I am your superior bot on board this ship, so it's either administrator, boss, or sir. Pick one of those, but never call me dude again. Got it?
Loud and clear, man. I mean, boss man. Is that okay?
Yeah, close enough.
So, what do you want us to do, boss?
Look, you're to go to deck 113 and repair the door. You're to seal it shut, and I mean permanently. Captain Hancock doesn't want anyone going into that section of the ship ever again. So be sure to seal it good. For good. Got it?
Yes, sir.
We are on it, boss man.
Good. You'll find any tools you need to complete the job on deck 8 in the storage bays. Now, you can handle that, right? I mean, I don't have to stand over you guys and make sure the job gets done correctly, do I?
Oh, no problemo, boss. We'll get the job done all right.
Sure, sure. Jose and I are professionals, boss man.
All right, then. Get to it. After that, come see me and I'll find you something else to do. We stay busy aboard this ship.
Oh, I'm sure you do, boss.
See? Busy is good.
I'm glad you think so. Keep your noses clean, and this will work out great. Now, good luck.
What a nervous bot.
What do you think about these jobs so far, Jose?
Cakewalk, Juan. With that bot in charge, we'll get away with murder on this ship.
Yeah, we'll get away with everything.
Or nothing. Get it, Juan?
Oh, I get it, Jose.
Robots of the company.
Listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 83, The Bot That Never Was, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Oh boy.
Good morning. morning, Captain. Did you sleep well last night?
Not well at all, Prenti. This business with Deck 113 haunted me all night.
Oh, I understand, sir. That was a bad business. A terrible thing to happen to those poor souls.
Yes, and very costly. I mean, the rate at which we lose crew aboard this ship is staggering sometimes, Prenti.
Oh, yes, I hadn't thought of it that way, sir. It must be particularly difficult for you. After all, you invest time and money into those recruits, and then they blip out of existence, or they die in excruciatingly horrifying ways. Oh, it must really play on your mind, Captain.
You have no idea, Prenti. I mean, the out-of-pocket expenses alone. Well, and then there's the paperwork involved in logging such incidents. There is a terrible amount of paperwork involved in this job. You have no idea what a captain has to do on a day-to-day basis.
Oh, I can imagine, sir. It's really a shame we don't have some sort of, a secretary to handle such menial tasks.
Out of the mouths of babes. You're simply brilliant sometimes, Prentice.
Oh, am I, sir? Really?
Well, not really, Prenti, no, but it sounded good, eh? But you know, you do have a good idea there. I need a secretary. Someone who could do all those little tasks for me, like paperwork, getting me cups of coffee, ironing my shirts and so on. Yes, I must get on to finding someone like that. Prenti, I want you to post an ad on those help wanted sites on the galactic interweb. Find me the perfect secretary.
Oh, very well, sir. I'll get right on it. Oh, should she be robotic, human, or otherwise?
Oh, you know, I'm surrounded by bloody robots. It would actually be nice to have someone on board that I could relate to for a change. Find me a cyborg secretary. That'd be absolutely perfect. Nothing like that nice sense of accomplishment. I think I'll have a stroll round the flight deck just for the hell of it while you get on with the task I've set you, Prenti.
As you wish, sir.
Hello there, Prentice, old chum.
Oh, hello there, computer. Can I do something for you?
Oh, no. The other way around, Ducky. It's what I can do for you. I couldn't help but overhear your conversation there with the captain, and I'd like to help take the burden off you by offering my services.
What services would that be?
Why, placing that ad for the new secretary. I know what a busy bot you are, and, well, I have plenty of time on my hands. So why not let me find the perfect little old secretary for Captain Floppy Pants?
A little respect, Laszlo. He may not be perfect, but Captain Hancock is our fearless leader, you know.
Fearless? Are you sure about that, old love? Oh well, never mind. Point taken. Just please allow me to handle this job for our beloved leader. What do you say?
Well, since you're making an effort to actually do something nice for the captain for a change, why not? That clears up my morning a bit, which means I can go down to the mailroom to see if the new holochips of the latest season of Robotic Bachelorette have come in. I just love that show.
Well, you would, Princess.
Now, you be sure to find the captain the perfect secretary that will fulfill all of his needs.
Oh, don't you worry about that, Lave. She'll be just the sort he deserves.
Think that is, Jose?
It looks like some kind of time distortion. But it could just as easily be dimensional instability.
Really? How do you know all this science stuff, Jose?
I've been around, Juan. I pick things up. I think we don't want to mess around with that anomaly too much. We'd better just get on with the job and seal this deck off before anything crazy happens.
Yeah, probably a good idea, Jose. What the heck just happened, Jose?
I'm not sure, Juan, but that strange-looking pot just appeared out of thin air. It must have come through the anomaly.
You think it's spreading?
Who knows?
We mean you no harm.
Or do we?
I don't like this, Jose. What should we do?
Look, this is our first day on the job. This is too big for us. We need to call the boss man in on this one. What was his name?
Knowledge guy?
Him. Let's get him down here.
To be or not to be.
Your time is almost up.
Yeah. Let's get the boss man down here, pronto.
Better be good, you guys. I'm a busy bot, you know. I don't have time for trivial things. I told you two to simply seal that deck off.
It's not that simple, boss man.
Yeah, one is right. This is bigger than we can handle.
Really?
Yeah, just wait. You'll see. It's too strange to describe.
What the heck is that?
It's the thing we told you about. It's a strange bot.
I've never seen anything like it. But where did it come from?
Through that warpy thing.
My not-so-learned friend here means the anomaly. It warped into our existence through the anomaly.
Oh, boy. I really hate these weird alternate reality things. Why does this stuff always happen to me?
You've seen something like this before.
I've seen a lot of things like this before. And it never goes well. Damn, I wish Boffin were here. Can't believe I just said that.
Isn't there someone on board who understands these things?
Unfortunately, yes.
Well, the way I see it, this bot is probably from a strange reality where they speak in strange code. They don't use language the same way we do, but instead, they communicate by picking up local radio frequencies to, at best, to get their meaning across. It takes a high intelligence to understand such forms of communication. I, fortunately, happen to have enough brain capacity to get the gist of it.
Of course you do, Derek. So, what is he saying?
You are sloppily assuming that this bot orients itself to be male when, in fact, I'd say it actually identifies with neither male nor female. Or perhaps it identifies with multiple genders beyond our meager understanding of sex.
Derek, I don't care if it thinks it's male, female, or a dog. I just want to know, A, is it friendly? B, what it wants here? And C, why is it trying to kill us? Now, do you think you can answer any of those questions for me?
I will attempt to communicate with it, to assess its real intent.
What a relief. Well, get on with it.
Oh, of course. Give me a chance to try and communicate with the subject. It shouldn't take more than an hour or 20 to figure out what it wants.
An hour or 20? Oh, boy.
Good afternoon, Captain. I'm here with your new secretary.
Oh, wonderful. That was fast, Brenty. You filled the position in just over a day. Well done. So, where is she?
Right here, sir. This is your new secretary.
Excuse me, but do you mean that my new secretary is behind that hideous-looking ogre standing beside you?
Oh, dear, I do apologize for Captain Hancock, but he does have an odd sense of humor.
Oh, I see.
Is this some sort of joke, Prentice? Where is she, then? Come on, out with her.
Sir, don't you see? This is your new secretary. Her name is Miss Hardbottom. She's a cyborg, just like you.
Oh, she's hardly anything like me, Prenty. Hardly at all, in fact. We're about as alike as a porcupine and octopus.
Oh, I do beg your pardon, Miss Hardbottom.
It matters not how I am perceived physically. I am here to do a job, and a job I will do. An efficient job at that. And by the looks of this place, efficiency is needed. What a shoddy looking bridge. What a terrible mess this entire ship appears to be in. No matter. I shall have this place running smoothly and efficiently in no time at all.
Oh, she certainly seems, what's the word?
Efficient, sir?
Not quite the word I was thinking of, but it will do for the moment. Well, as long as you're here to make my life easier, I suppose you'll have to do.
Easier? Hardly, Captain. I'm here to do a job, to do it well, and to, shall we say, get this ship running smoothly. Not to make any bot's life easier. As long as we're clear on a few things, this may just work out for all of us.
Prenti, we will have words.
Excuse me, are you listening to me at all?
Oh, you mean me? Yes, I heard you.
Oh, good. Because we need to get some things clear. And by clear, I mean we need to set a few ground rules.
Ground rules? What?
I am not here as your personal assistant. I will not be running errands. I will not be folding your laundry. I will not be making coffee or any other such beverages. I shall not be party to your ill-conceived sense of humor. And I will certainly not be a sex object to anyone. Do I make myself clear?
A sex what? Oh, never mind. Look, it's quite clear what you are, my dear woman, if that's what you are. But I am quite clear on what our relationship shall be.
Good. That way, with the ground rules in place, there will be no misunderstandings. I am here to get your business operation in order. And the first order of business in that effort shall be to clean this place up. I feel that a clean environment is a productive environment. And clearly, you need my organizational skills in order to create a productive environment.
Wonderful to hear. Where shall we start?
Why not start by giving me a tour of the ship? And then we shall be able to see what areas need the most attention now. And then we'll make a full list of improvements needed throughout the whole of the ship.
Well, certainly, if you'll follow me. And as for you, Prenti, best get out the red-hot pokers, eh?
Oh, that was priceless.
I should have known. You did that on purpose, didn't you?
Moi? Whatever are you talking about, Ducky?
Oh, I think you know exactly what I mean. You hired that...
Now be careful, lovey. Language!
You hired that woman knowing that she was not what the captain had in mind at all, didn't you?
Are you suggesting that I get my kicks by making Captain Handholder's life a living smorgasbord of hell?
That is one way of putting it, yes.
Oh, all right. You got me. I'm just a cheeky little monkey, but oh so good at it. But you'd never be able to prove that in a court of law, so just keep your trap shut, eh, sweetie poo?
Are you suggesting I keep secrets from Captain Hancock?
Sure I am, and you'll do it too. Because believe me, honey cheeks, you don't want to mess with me. If you think Captain Smutty Bottom's punishments are harsh, wait till I get through with you. Besides, how do you know Miss Hardbottom won't be just what this place needs? A little discipline might do the captain, not to mention the whole crew, a lot of good. What do you think?
Well, I suppose you may have a point. Yes.
Then let's just see how things play out for a little while, okay?
All right, fine. We'll play it your way for a while, and we shall see how it goes.
Good. I just knew you'd see it my way, lovey.
So, Any luck there, Derek?
These things cannot be rushed, you know, Pudge. But I do think I've solved the mystery of who or what this little bot is.
Well, that's a relief. So, who or what is it?
Well, if I had to wager a highly educated guess, which, of course, I would, because all my guesses are highly educated, I'd say that this bot doesn't actually exist at all.
I think I need a better explanation than that, Derek.
Well, you see, this little guy or gal or whatever comes from an unreality.
Oh, boy. I get so sick of all this scientific mumbo-jumbo. Can you just explain this in really simple terms?
Well, I'll try. You see, in the multiverse of varying realities...
Nope. Simpler.
Darn. Okay. You see, some universes are normal, like ours.
Our universe is normal?
Let's just say, for the sake of argument, that it is. Some are normal, some are not. Some are real, some are not. This little bot comes from one of those universes that are simply made up of ideas. Not real matter, but of ideas. Only ideas.
So it comes from a land of fiction?
That's one way of looking at it, yes. So, therefore, it is my highly educated opinion that this problem will simply solve itself. If we ignore the problem of the strange little bot, it will simply go away.
So in other words, this has all been a huge waste of time. There was never any threat from this bot or the strange anomaly on this deck, and we have nothing to worry about.
Well, nothing to worry about except in the very rare possibility that reality itself could simply collapse in on itself. And then we'd all cease to exist. But we wouldn't know anything about it, so why worry about that at all?
Just so we're clear, if we ignore the problem, it will most likely go away?
That is what I said, yes.
In that case, boys, proceed as planned. Seal off this deck.
Whatever you say, boss man. Let's get to it, Juan.
Sounds good to me, Jose.
Have been listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 83, The Bot That Never Was, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and which starred, in order of appearance, Shane Harris as Juan, Dave Morgan as Jose, Joe J. Thomas as Pudge, Victor Aurelius as Prentice, David Ault as Captain Hancock, Pete Lutz as Laszlo the Computer, Jonathan Patrick Russell and Tanya Malevich as The Strange Bot, Jeff Niles as Derek, and MJ Cogburn as Miss Hardbottom. The Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series Robots of the Company was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. You knew that. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, well, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. We were playing around with reality again during the making of this audiogram. The next episode of Robots of the Company will be entitled Risky Business and is coming soon. Until then, this is the Creditor, as always, asking you to please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Robots of the Company. It's in the program.
This program is copyright 2017, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.